Welcome back. Это там сказать на вау, так-то вау, как you fun with a cigasso, Yannick, wow.
Да, с вас сказать на цигасо.
And thank you for staying tuned and you know, not going anywhere for the Cree Chatter Hour. We're on our last segment of the day here. And this is the part where we like to sing and share all kinds of music like that. Usually we share stuff that's strictly in Nehiwiwin, but I believe, you know, just sharing our music is, you know, I want to talk about a special that we're actually having for our late adopted brother, Mr. Nathan Rikishi Pelly. We shared a poster on our social media that we're going to be having a big one-man hand drum contest down there at the Gathering of Nations in memory of him. And we're going to have our Gardapi and Pelly family join us there. But I'm really excited about that because Rikishi was his nickname. He was an amazing song composer and he made his travels all over North America for, you know, sharing his voice. And he sang with some of the most prestigious groups out there. And I'm really happy that we get to honor him in that way. You know, it's been a different year. It hasn't been quite a year yet without him. But I just thought, what better way to honor our loved one, our brother, our one of the founding members of our group, Cree Confederation, than to put up a big hand drum contest. He won that powwow, Gathering of Nations. He won that one-man contest there by himself. And it was such a huge win for him. So I thought, what better place to have this than there? So his family and mm-hmm. us, we agreed to have it there. Hey, Del?
No, yeah, we can't wait to, you know, to honor him for sure. I mean, he was a wonderful individual. I mean, we could always talk about him all the time and memorize him. So I'm glad one thing that we're doing together, the Wigamagan, and I've always said it to you, is that we're still sharing his songs out there in that Pitsimuin country and Batsimuin country. So, you know, he'll forever be in our hearts for sure.
So I thought for today's last segment of the Cree Chatter Hour, we would share one of his songs. Are you going to sing with me on this one, Dallas?
No, I think you can sing, my baby.
Okay. You know, he sent a lot of songs to Dallas and myself all the time, hey? Like, he'd always send us cool songs. But there was this real nice song I really loved of his, and it was Honest to Who, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll sing a little bit of that song, and then Dallas, it'll be your turn to share a song.
Yeah, we'll have a contest.
Lead contest, chi. Okay, this is a song by Nathan Rikishi Pelly. And remember, guys, we're going to be having a big one-man hand drum contest at the Gathering of Nations in memory of our good brother. And here we go. Hey, ah, hi, oh, hey, oh, hey, 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 honest to who? I fell for you when I seen you floating by on the dance floor. Honest to who? I fell for you. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. Hey, ah, hey, ha. Hi, oh, hey. How hey, oh, 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 hey, oh, hey. How hey, oh, hey, 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 oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. Honest to who? I fell for you when I seen you floating by on the dance floor. Honest to who? I fell for you. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh.
Oika.
That was my song I was sharing for today's, the last segment of today's show. Egwa?
Well, yeah. I think I'm going to sing, you know, I like singing that. I got the opportunity to sing the anniversary song this past weekend. Mm-hmm. I was asked to sing it, so it was really cool that I got a chance to sing that for my niece Jess, Stoney Dion. So I want to sing that song. And it's a song composed by Red Bull and Edmund Bull. He's my niece Jess, my bro. So I want to sing that song because I really like that song. And I just love what the words mean. I love what the ending words mean, right? The ending last second verse of the words mean I'll love you as long as I'm alive, right? So that is like some really deep love, right? So all right, so I'm gonna sing that one. Are you ready, Nawig Magan?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm gonna start with the words. Hey te pe moyan ke kawe pe ma ken we ses kamek niga sagiha esko pe mate se ane hey oh hey hey la 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 we ha we ha e ha e ha we ha. Hey ah, we ah, hey ah, hey ah, hey hey, hey oh, hey oh, hey oh. Hey te pe moyan ke kawe pe ma ken we ses kame niga sagi hab esko pe ma te se ani hey oh, hey ah, hey ah. We ha, e ha, ha, we ha, we ha, e ha, we ha, hey ha, hey ha, e ha, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho. Hey te pe moyan, ke ka we pe ma, ken we sis ka me. Niga sagi ha, esko pe mate se ani. Hey oh, hey oh, hey oh. Xama, xama. So again, that song is composed by Red Bull singers, none other than Edmund Bull, and that's the anniversary song or wedding song.
That's a beautiful song. It is. Do you want to share the translation to that?
I probably could. Absolutely, yeah. So it means, again, I always talk about the ending of that song, and I had mentioned it when I first sang it. The ending words mean I'll love you as long as I live, right? So
that's beautiful.
I really love the meaning of what that song really means, right?
Can you look at me and say that?
Well, actually, I'm
just kidding.
I'm on live right now, my love. And I got this real cool filter on, so I can't really look too, or I'll lose this cool filter.
But it's beautiful. You know, I think there's so many. I was just sharing that too, because we actually had to go speak at this youth. It was like a youth forum conference in Sutina they had this weekend, and that was one thing I talked about how important language was, is because one thing that made me start learning it was I wanted to understand more. About what I was singing about. And I think that's important because you get a whole other understanding of the stories in these songs and what you're saying when you understand it. And I think it does bring a whole new life and a whole new beauty to music when you know what you're singing or what you're hearing.
You know? Like the whole concept to how songs are made and what they're made for, mm-hmm. And
I don't think a lot of people realize that, like, our traditional music, specifically what we talk about a lot, is round dance music, powwow music. It's not, you don't compose them the way like a normal song writer would make a Muñao song. It's not built the same, you know. A lot of our songs come from intention, whether it's through prayer or emotion or celebratory reasons, and you can hear that and feel that in these songs.
No, you can. And I just want to say, just can ask him now, Gakyo Aisino Akard Nawagumaganak, who come and listen to our songs, and listen to our show for the past, we're going on a year and a half, and we're very, mm-hmm. we're very happy, honestly, really happy that we're still doing. I'm just trying to think how we're going to do this during the Patsimuan season.
Things are really picking up for us. And I know we had to take 2 weeks off from the Cree Chatter Hour here, but we're back, you guys. And I look forward to actually being able to have some other language keepers, whether they're, singers, songwriters. We've been fortunate enough to travel all over and also get to sit with some of our own Nehewewin speaking people, and it'd be really cool to get insight and their perspective on language learning, especially some encouraging words for all of our beginner speakers out there. Again, though, it's been a beautiful couple of weeks that we've been traveling here, and I know we're gonna sneak in another episode for you guys next week as well.
I say to you, we're coming down to the wire.
Gigots.
Hey, Gigots. So I want to make sure before you, give me some. We're actually gonna share one of our. Singing and praying for you at the end of our segment.
So you guys stay tuned. Even though when our part of the Cree Chatter Hour is over, stay tuned. We will be playing a song that was actually composed by my cousin Charles Wood III. I've always wanted to record with my cousin. He has such a unique and awesome style of composing. And, you know, his late dad was my uncle Charlie Wood. And, he played a huge part in me and Dallas singing and, you know, traveling. We always used to go visit in on him and Rocky Boy and, you know, my cousin. It was really nice to sing with him and share that time with him on the mic. So you guys stay tuned for that. It's a song that hits really close to my heart.
That way to your niti. We tell your niti. Just looking at me. Let me tell my heart.
Well, you're just messing around. You know what? This guy gets so easily distracted when he does lives while we're taping our show. Sometimes I have to remind him, hello, we're here.
Hey, but
Anyways, going back to that song, make sure you guys listen to it. At the end, you'll hear some a prayer, and it's pretty cool. But also, I share. I think I translate it in the song too, right?
Yeah, you know what's cool, honey? You're cool.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm here on the Cree Chatter Hour. But we always like to leave you guys with three phrases, and that's Agame mo kaipume e gua gaini peosit. Especially that last one. Don't be shy when it comes to speaking the language. And that's what our show is for, to encourage all of our beginner speakers or our speakers who may not be that fluent to start somewhere. And I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. We do have, is there anything else you'd like to say before we close off our part and go into the song, Dallas?
Moya, no, that's just everything. I've got to say what I wanted to say. And I'm very thankful.
Do you have any last words, encouraging words for beginner speakers out there?
Absolutely. We ask Gugu Sawino and
Chuchu Sapoy. Wait, I want to make you say fork,
you know,
again.
You know what I sound like? I sound like that TikTok that's going around there where like, Tapuy. But they can barely say anything.
Speaking of resources, though, I want to throw those in there. Make sure you guys check out Cree Syllabics Designs on TikTok. They share translation of like cool movies and stuff, and they a lot of older interviews, and they'll have the English on there too, so you know what they're saying. It's one of my favorite pages to follow for Cree
speaking. Which one, my love?
Cree Syllabics Designs.
Yep.
Also, I Am Nahio always has some good resources there. Check out Julia Aulet on TikTok, Egua on Facebook, Nehewewin Cree Word of the Day. And what was that other Nehewewin for the soul?
Soul music.
No.
I don't know.
Nehewewin for the soul. This guy can never take nothing serious. But with that being said, we hope you guys enjoyed today's show. And stay tuned for the next track coming up is Singing and Praying for You, Fawn Wood featuring Charles Wood III. Hi, eksemaga, eksepitama. We will see you guys all next week.